It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The next round of the men's NCAA basketball tournament gets underway tonight. One of the games pits Manhattan College against Louisville. It's a classic David versus Goliath matchup. It's Manhattan's first trip to the dance in a decade. Louisville knows the scene well, entering as the reigning college champions. And as it turns out, these teams have a bit of shared history. Joining us for a preview is Chris Mascaro, sports editor of the Riverdale Press. Hi, Chris.
How are you guys?
Good. You know, out of full disclosure here, I went to Fordham, and Fordham and Manhattan, huge rivals, but I won't take sides here. But now Louisville is clearly a household name in the world of college basketball. Not so much the case with Manhattan. What's the secret of their success here?
To be honest, they're a senior-laden team. They have an up-and-coming coach, and they have great camaraderie. I think that's the number one thing going for them right now. They really care about each other. And I think the other thing that's sort of ironic is that they've modeled their team after Louisville, the team they're playing, because Steve Massiello, the coach, is a disciple of Rick Pitino, and he's really modeled their offensive and defensive styles, particularly defensively, after Louisville.
I want to get to the coaches in a second, but also Manhattan has been very successful at recruitment, right?
Absolutely, especially in the New York City area. They have three sets of teammates on the team right now that played together in high school. And Massiello, he's a New York guy. He's from Yonkers, and he did a great job. Well, actually, this class is the coach before him, but he's also done a nice job recruiting the New York City area.
Talk about the relationship between the two coaches. We have Rick Pitino for Louisville and Steve Massiello of Manhattan College.
Sure. Well, Rick Pitino's actually come out and said that he's very disappointed in the committee for matching these two teams up. You know, it's a storyline that's fun for us to talk about and for the fans to talk about. But for the coaches, it's not the best matchup because they go back a really long way. Massiello was a ball boy for the Knicks when Pitino was the head coach there. He played for Pitino as a walk-on at Kentucky, and he was also an assistant coach for Pitino at Louisville. Massiello goes way back even with Louisville star guard Russ Smith. So it's a matchup that they wish they didn't have to play. And Massiello has said that he would have trouble looking across the court at Pitino and viewing Louisville as an enemy because Pitino's been such a mentor to him for his entire career.
So is Manhattan College, would you say, on the rise? Are we likely to hear big things from them in the years to come?
Absolutely. They're mostly an upper-class team. That being said, I think as long as Massiello stays, he's a good young coach. He has the cool factor. He's a young guy. The recruits really relate to him. So I think that as long as he stays, they'll be fine.
So care to offer a prediction here?
I will say this. Manhattan, and even they know it, is a clear underdog. That being said, because they really are that Louisville style of play and they're tough New York City teams, they're not going to give up.
Okay, Chris Mascaro, sports editor of the Riverdale Press. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.